What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
All right, so Sedano, this one's specifically for you because St. Patty's is around the corner and Krispy Kreme is giving out free donuts for 2 days to celebrate the occasion. So you will be able to get a green donut. Go get your free donuts, people. I mean, not a Krispy Kreme.
My stomach is still rolling the way it's rolling, but, you know, I may be able to make that work.
I mean, that's your thing, right? You love donuts.
I love donuts. I do love donuts.
I would never eat a green donut. Never.
Why? It's just green frosting.
Yeah, I don't like that sort of very colorful sort of food coloring. Like if somebody has a birthday cake and there's all kinds of really colorful crap on the top of it, I'm like, yeah, I'll scoop all those flowers off. I don't want the purple flowers and the red flowers.
It doesn't have a flavor.
It's not a taste issue. It's an issue of taking those colors, putting them into your body, and then on the evacuation.
Oh, no, 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 no. Where's my sound effect? No, 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 no.
I don't want to see purple. Maybe my favorite sound effect.
By the way, I will say that the donuts that are pink have pink frosting in most places. They're flavored, like the frosting, the pink frosting is flavored strawberry, which is delicious if you're going to eat a donut.
I'm not a donut person, but free donuts, you know, we can go do that.
But if I went into Krispy Kreme and I got the free donuts, I would just take the standard Krispy Kreme glazed donut. Yeah.
So, by the way, over the weekend, because, you know, I carb out on the weekend on Sunday, and I got them for a relative because I was like, oh, this is for them. It's like a thing. I got the pre-boxed Krispy Kremes at Stater Brothers.
And they had
one of them, and I had the other five. And they were great.
Are they, like, fresh, like they just came from the place that morning?
I don't know, Cap.
Well, I mean, you would know.
It was an impulse carbohydrate addict purchase.
Yeah, I understand that. I do.
Cap always wants to do a deep dive on it.
Chris, what's the deep dive? Like, he's Larry King. Houston, hello. Right. Where did the Krispy Kreme come from? Were they fresh?
Krispy Kreme, hello.
Were they still warm? Did they melt in your mouth?
Right. Or were they stale and you could tell they were a couple of days old?
The Stater Brothers markets
are good.
They're a great market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are.
Great market. Hmm. They got a great butcher over there.
Yeah. I wonder if Krispy Kreme delivers to them in the morning.
Probably. I'm guessing that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they have fresh bread. They got fresh donuts, yo.
Yo, yo, dough.
What?
Fresh dough.
Yeah, what was that?
Fresh
wow.
donuts.
Yo, dough.
Fresh donuts. Chris, you're getting a lot of drops
fresh,
today.
Fresh donuts, yo.
Is it still What You
All right,
Need
that
to
is,
Know?
Yeah, that is What All You right. Need to Know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, so the Dodgers.
Talk now, to us, George. You've been setting this up for a while. Let's go.
Is it me? Or do they not need starting pitching? Like, we've spent a lot of time wow, Freddie Freeman, that'd be awesome. Jorge Soler, that'd be great. And it's like, wait a second, they don't have Max Scherzer anymore.
Right.
I mean, Clayton Kershaw, we just spent the other day talking about how, like, you know, I don't know how many starts you're going to get out of him. You know what I mean?
Although I will say, I did like, though, what Kershaw had to say, which was, hey, look, if I wasn't healthy, I wasn't coming back. So while I say, don't even play Clayton Kershaw, don't even pitch him until the second half of the season so you get half the season out of him, Kershaw would hear that and go, hey, moron, okay, I'm healthy. My brain is healthy, my arm is healthy, my back is healthy, my body feels good. I'm coming back because I really want to contribute over the course of 162, not over the course of 81. So I actually really, really like what Kershaw had to say. So I'm going to go with Kershaw, George, as being one of the guys in the starting rotation, but it doesn't change the fact that you got Buehler, Urias, and Kershaw. I guess Tony Gonsolin, maybe?
Yeah, no, I know. Gonsolin. I mean, there's guys. They have guys in the minor leagues. I mean, Dustin May won't be back for a while. That's not like someone who's going to be back, who's going to be readily available. I mean, they always have arms down there, so I'm not super worried about it. But I'm thinking, like, if you're going to go hunting in free agency, like a pitcher or starting pitcher would be nice.
Well, you like to say that Andrew Friedman's the smartest guy in baseball. I don't know how we quantify it, but that's what you've always said. But I will say this, that if you think that about him, then you've got to trust that he knows what he's got in his system and he knows what's going to be available. And he probably is also scouring what could be out there and could come to the Dodgers. So as much as you know, you look at the depth chart right now, and we're early in spring training, and you go, but they've only got this guy, and this guy. You got to figure that Friedman's got some kind of a game plan when it comes to the starting pitching rotation.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's any question that he has an idea of who he wants to, you know, go after. But it just is – it's startling to me that all the rumors are about hitters with them, and there's no rumors about pitchers.
Good. I like teams that outscore other teams rather than get into, like, 2-1 pitching battles. Now, old school.
You kind of need both, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
I'm just saying my style, my preference of entertainment when it comes to baseball is high scoring games, lots of hitting, lots of offense, you know? Whereas some people prefer a more defensive slash pitching duel kind of a game. So, as of right now, load up the bats, hit lots of home runs, score tons of runs, manufacture runs, move guys around the bases, and. You know, listen, I'm not saying that watching somebody pitch a no-hitter isn't exciting, but I like offense in baseball.
No, and I get there's not a ton of pitchers available like that. I know before someone sends that to me. But, you know, like, I was surprised that they weren't in on, like, even someone, like, in retrospect, like, I know Noah Syndergaard only got a 1-year deal from the Angels, but it was, you know, 1 year, $21 million. Like, I'm surprised the Dodgers didn't take a chance on him, or like a Carlos Rodon from the White Sox who got 2 for $44 million. Like, there's a couple of guys that were out there that maybe could have helped them. But maybe they believe, and again, he is way smarter than me on this, they believe that the guys they have in their farm system can fill those roles just fine.
I don't think anybody inside the Dodger organization, this is just a guess here, but I don't think anybody is as confident about Kershaw's health as Kershaw is about his own health. Frankly, if I were the Dodgers, I kind of look at Kershaw kind of in an Anthony Davis kind of way. Like, when we have him, we know what he is. When he's hurt, which is unfortunately frequently, then we can't get from him what we're paying for. Which is why, by the way, the Kershaw deal was so friendly towards the Dodgers, and it's just solid for him because, you know, look, he's already made his big, big, big score. So $17 million, while is an enormous amount of money for guys like us, in baseball, it's kind of a middle-of-the-road deal, and he's being paid for the thanks, as in, look what you've already accomplished for us, and we hope we can get something out of you. That's why we're paying you $17 million. Yeah. But I hope for Kershaw's sake that he's as healthy as he is confident.
Yeah, no, I agree, for sure. I'm trying to look to see what pitchers are available still. Some
you got
old
a list
guys
of available
there, like,
free agents?
Like John Lester. I do. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, tell me.
John Lester, he's an old guy. Mm-hmm. You know, Jay Happ is an old guy. Mike Fears is not old, but he's not young. Yeah, Chris Archer from Tampa, that'd be interesting. Obviously, he's got familiarity with him. And I'm trying to see. Oh, Jose Ureña, Miami, is a free agent. That kid can throw gas. Like, that's actually someone. He's fairly young still. Like, that's someone I'd want the Dodgers to be in on.
You haven't mentioned a name yet, though. You haven't mentioned a name, though, that is, like, sexy, you know? That's like a splash signing. Now, I'm not sure there's one out there, you know?
No, not starting pitchers. No, right. The splash signings are Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, and they may sign a starting pitcher. In theory, you know, that might be your 4 or your 5, you know, which may not necessarily be sexy in and of itself, you know, because it's not a front. It's not, you're not going for an ace. You're not looking for a Max Scherzer type of a player.
Yeah.
But, none of the names that you've just mentioned struck me as, ooh, yeah, get him.
So Julio Urias had this to say. Where did you find this interview, Lindsay?
It's from the LA Times.
Oh, okay. So he was asked about just kind of like if he's calmer and, quote, more confident for 2022. And he was asked about just kind of his role in general, right? Now, you were on this last year. And since we've had this discussion, I have had a conversation with someone who told me recently that, you know, when you were talking about with Cap might have been right about this. And I said, really? About what? About his role with the team. Remember how they would just kind of move him around, basically?
He was a starter all year last year, and then they moved him into a bullpen situation late in the season while it was in the playoffs.
I don't think, based off this quote, that he was necessarily upset with helping the team and doing what he needed to do to help the team. It just sounded like he felt the communication was better. Let me read you the quote here. And again, you know, I don't know. Do we know who wrote the story?
Yes, it's Dylan Hernandez from the LA
Okay, Rangers. So I was going to say it could have been lost in translation, but it wouldn't be with him. All right, so he says, maybe you could feel offended, right? Urias said, at the same time, what I want to do is win. I've told the coaches, I've told the manager, to me, it doesn't matter if I'm the main guy. I don't need people to say we won because of Julio. I just want to help, even if it's for just one out. I knew that I deserved to start again against San Francisco, but to fight that is not something that's in me. It was the plan of the team. I'm behind the team, and thanks to God, we were able to advance. He's okay with being moved. I just was told that maybe the communication with him can be better about what they want his specific role to be in specific series come the postseason.
Well, one thing you can say about Julio Urias is you wish that that quote was attributed to Russell Westbrook. You know, you wish that everybody was as team-oriented sounding as what Urias was in that quote. By the way, they said he showed up at spring training, and for a guy that usually I think is around like 240 pounds, he was about 20 pounds lighter, said he looked like a completely different player, looks like he was in the best shape of his life. And at 25 years old, one of the comments in this Hernandez column was, this is Urias' eighth Dodgers spring training. He's been with the Dodgers since he's 17 years old.
Yeah, baby.
You know?
Yeah.
And has come in now, as professional can be, taking care of your body, watching what you eat, knowing how to train, and showing up ready to roll. That was the report on Julio Urias showing up at spring training.
And that's great because you want him and Walker Buehler to be your best two pitchers, and then Clayton Kershaw can be like your third best pitcher.
Well, listen, we're early. We're just getting going in spring training. Games will start later this week. And before you know it, it'll be mid-April, and we'll start playing real baseball.
I'm super excited that baseball got it done. Like, after all, I was like really annoyed that they weren't getting it done, but I'm glad they got it done because I like watching baseball, particularly once the NBA season's over. I'm knee deep in baseball, and I'm generally watching Dodger baseball early on anyway. But I specifically am definitely watching once the finals are over, basically mid-June. All the way through the World Series, it's an every night event for me.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Baseball to me is one of the beauties of baseball is that every night you're like, "What am I doing tonight?" Well, game's on. You know, like every night at 7 o'clock, and your TV's going to be on, even if it's just in the background with the game on.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have it. Doesn't right. The background part is the great part. So you can do stuff, and then when you hear action, you look up and you pay attention. So
yeah, or you rewind.
Right, coming up, coming up next. What would happen if we traded Cap? Like, what would we actually get for him? Well, Joe Buck was traded to ESPN for something. We'll tell you what that's all about. And let's find out what we trade everyone here for.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is Sedano and Cap, your Tuesday afternoon, little live imaging Tuesday. On this day back in 1985, the very first .com domain name was registered. Also, he's 54 today, Mark McGrath. Oh, that makes you feel old, doesn't it? Happy birthday, Mark McGrath, lead singer of Sugar Ray.
Didn't we do something on Mark McGrath recently?
Yeah, I think there was like an On This Day Sugar Ray thing, and Cap mistook Sugar Ray as like a person.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. So you think Sugar Ray is a person?
Right.
I didn't know that the band Sugar Ray was a collection of dudes with real names. I thought the guy who was the lead singer, Mark McGrath, I thought his name was like Sugar Ray something. You know, like Sugar Ray Leonard or Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray McGrath.
Back in high school when Sugar Ray was popping on the radio, I had the blonde tips and the puka shell necklace.
Really?
Yeah. Wore Quicksilver t-shirts, Lucky Brand jeans.
Now, when I think of that, I think of Guy Fieri. Like that's who the style reminds me of.
There's a few things I get a lot of comparisons on Twitter. Either Dan Lebatard, which is an honor to be compared to him, Joey Fatone,
I can see that.
Or Guy Fieri.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
So you're the mayor of Flavortown, huh?
Gosh, I would love to be the mayor of Flavortown.
Hey, Chris, Lucky Brand jeans are good jeans. I like Lucky Brand jeans.
I mean, I haven't worn them in about 20 years, but
they're
great.
I still like them. Yeah. Still like
Guy Fieri makes like something ridiculous. Didn't I see a story?
Because every
like,
weekend you turn on one channel, the food channel, and it's him.
And he's on the whole weekend.
Every show on there is him.
Yeah. It's amazing. He makes like $90 million.
No way.
I read that. Or maybe it was a 3-year deal for $90 million, 2 years.
Wow.
Either way, that's good change.
That's some Joe Buck money right there.
Speaking of which, I'll look up Guy Fieri in a second. So the story comes out that, you know, ESPN obviously was able to acquire Joe Buck, and they're going to sign him to a deal, and they'll pair him with Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football, as we talked about. But he had 1 year remaining on his deal, so there had to be a trade. Now, you may remember many years ago, Al Michaels was traded from the Walt Disney Company to NBC when he went to Sunday Night Football for basically an old cartoon, right? So ESPN and Fox are in business together broadcasting the Big Ten college football, right? So they do like a draft every year to draft games, and ESPN traded an Ohio State football game to Fox.
Not just any Ohio State football game.
No, was it Michigan? Was it
no,
that one?
It was Notre Dame. So,
oh, it was
so
the Notre Dame one.
So think about this,
that's a big one.
Well, of course. So think about this. Notre Dame plays its home games on NBC. So presumably that's 7 or 8 home games a year all on NBC, right? Then anytime Notre Dame is playing outside of their home stadium, that game gets televised on national television. It might be CBS because they're playing an SEC school. It might be, you know, Fox, whatever it is. Notre Dame and Ohio State apparently haven't played in a really, really, really long time.
Right.
And so ESPN or Disney had Notre Dame and Ohio State because the game is played at the Horseshoe at Ohio State in Columbus.
Right. Yeah.
But this was the trade. We'll give you Joe Buck. Now, Fox doesn't have to pay Joe Buck his $11 million that he was due, but ESPN takes Joe Buck's contract and, you know, extends it and turns it into a $15 million a year deal. But in exchange, Fox gets this Notre Dame-Ohio State game, which they must think, well, we'll make up some of the money along the way by getting this game that we normally wouldn't have had.
Yeah, big game.
It's an interesting trade.
Worked out for everyone. What do you think we'd get for you?
For me?
Yeah.
What if we package it up with Slee, though? Slee and Cap.
Oh, you mean like a 2-for-1?
Yeah,
what do we get for Slee and Cap?
2-for. And we package
now, again, this is in all of media. I'd love for people to call in. Like, we could, it, you know, if ESPN were to get something for Slee and Cap, I mean, it doesn't have to be Slee and Cap. It could be for Mason. It could be for Ireland. It could be for Michael. It could be for me. Like, what do you think we can get? What do you think we can get? But this is this particular example is, what do you think we can get for Slee and Cap? What do you think, Chris?
I mean, listen, you got.
Could we get Rogan?
No, definitely not.
No?
Which Rogan?
Fred.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Joe.
Oh, I thought you meant Joe.
No, I thought we were doing LA sports radio trades.
Oh, I thought we were talking contemporary personalities, you know?
I mean,
it doesn't have to be.
You could, like, shoot high and try and get Bart Simpson, because he is part of Fox, right?
Yeah, but technically now I think he's on the Disney umbrella.
No, he's on the Disney side.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because Disney acquired all the Fox stuff that's not the news and sports.
Gotcha.
All right, let's just think this out here for a second. So Joe Buck was traded from Fox to ESPN.
For Ohio State Notre Dame. Right. For a game. Yeah.
For one football game.
So what game would we trade for you?
Oh, goodness.
Like the LA Galaxy versus the LAFC? Like, you know, like El Trafico? Like on Fox, if it was on Fox this year?
Dude, by the way, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, just by the way. I mean, I was thinking
I feel
more,
like that was good.
Yeah, no, that's very good.
What were you thinking? Like darts or something?
No, I was thinking like a football game.
What is it,
game.
The Ocho on ESPN?
Yeah, the stuff they put on the Ocho. Yeah.
The billiards tournament?
Right. Yeah. I was thinking more like a junior college football game, you know?
That
like,
Black Widow on the billiards, is she still around?
She's great, that woman. What is her name?
Yeah, I forget her name, but she was great.
Now, earlier you mentioned Kobayashi, and I thought you were talking about the Coney Island hot dog eating champion.
No, not that guy. Yeah.
Okay, but maybe that's where I get traded somewhere. And
right. Well, they're not giving up the hot dog eating contest on July 4th. They're not for you.
You don't think so? You think that's a big deal?
No,
huh?
Hell no. People watch that stuff, man.
Do they?
Yes.
I get grossed out after 2 minutes, but I still watch it.
Yeah, I stopped watching it a few years ago because I just was so disgusted by Kobayashi sticking those dogs in his mouth, you know? And what was the lady's name?
Dude, the telecast of the hot dog eating contest got 1.35 million viewers.
Okay, all right.
There's no chance you're getting that.
Really? That's a lot, huh?
That's a lot for a hot dog eating contest? That's like a regular season NBA game.
All they're doing is, you know, shoving hot dogs in there, not soaking the buns.
Right. You got to soak the buns. They go down easier.
I've never had a soaked bun.
No, me neither.
So, LAOC Cards says, can we trade Cap for Petros? You want Petros? That'd be too much yelling on one show.
No, I know. You guys would be screaming at each other nonstop.
I would send Slee, Cap, and maybe a player to be named later for that.
Really?
You would, I mean, he is the P. I mean,
you would.
I've been a big P fan for years.
We could do. We live close by to each other.
Yeah, that you guys could commute in.
Yeah.
Does that mean that we would trade George and future considerations for the other guy?
No, I've made it very clear in meetings. If Sedano goes, I go. Sedano.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Sedano clause.
So yeah. I didn't realize this. So when we trade Sedano, it is a package of Sedano and Morales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of value right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thinking there's got to be a couple pounds of chop meat available somewhere.
What do we trade? What can we trade Mason and Ireland for at this stage?
I don't think you get much.
Save that on the other side. Save that for the other side. Oh no, we got Radio Tinder. That's right. So go ahead, tell us what you think.
Maybe a Roger Lodge and something to be named later.
What a Roger Lodge!
Wow. By the way, they're our friends down there in 8830. We love them.
They are. That's just disrespectful.
You know, you keep mentioning Sliwa
Sports Lodge
for Hacksaw.
It is legendary.
Could you for Saw?
What do you think? Mason, Ireland, and the Saw.
Can you imagine?
Just pick him up as a free agent.
John would be great because he'd be like, Hacksaw, remember back in 68 when this happened? He would just interview him the whole time like he does Michael.
He would say things like, hey, Saw, remember that show you were doing with the NHL draft? That was an awesome Saturday morning show. Love the NHL draft show.
Yeah, what do we get for Cap? What can we get for Cap? They have bowling. At Fox now?
Honestly, this show is amazing every day, and I think I praise it enough in imaging and promos that we don't want to trade anybody from this show.
Okay, well, what about Mason and Ireland? Let's think about that for 540.
Okay.
Open it up right now. What would we trade Mason and Ireland and Travis and Sliwa for? If you can have anything in media, okay? Anything in media, what would you trade them for? Anything or anyone. You can put whatever you want. Mason, Ireland, Sliwa, and Travis, what would you trade them for? All right? And it could be individual. It could be as a package deal, 4-for-1. 4-for-2, feel free. Just tell us. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN.
I got to text Petros.
Tell ask him if he's available for trade, if he's willing to waive his clause.
Listen, he can just come here. We can do the show together, or I can go to his. We can do the show together. I mean, right down the street, basically. So. I mean,
my show.
Come on. This is my show.
All right, it's time for Lindsay's segment, though, despite it being my show or your show. All right, Lindsay's segment, Radio Tinder's up next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed, and it's a little after 5:30 p.m. When you hear the Hill Street Blues theme on this show, you know what it's time for, homeboy. It's time for Radio Tinder. And since we still don't have a reel open, because nobody will tell me what the segment actually is, you could follow her on Instagram, at Lindsay Baseball.
Ding.
It's like time for Radio Tinder. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
All I know is when we do have an open, you know, I'm not going to be your homeboy on that, just so you know.
Homeboy was to the listeners.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha, okay.
Am I going to get to swipe?
Yeah, if you want. I would love for you to swipe,
Chris
Morales.
Yeah, play
It'll be
us.
Fun. It'll be fun times. All right, guys. So, on Saturday night, one unlucky collector bought Tom Brady's touchdown ball from the Bucks-Rams playoff game for over $500,000. You know, he thought that it was going to be from the Hall of Fame quarterback's final NFL game ever. The exact sale amount from Leyland's auctions was $518,628. Then, of course, Brady announced that he's returning to football on Sunday afternoon. So should the auction house give this guy some or any of his money back for the sale? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe left and say no. They should not give him his money back. They shouldn't give him any of his money back. You take a risk. You know, you bought a piece of sports memorabilia, and while Tom Brady was at that moment retired, he wasn't officially retired. He hadn't signed retirement papers. He put out a couple of posts on social media So the fact that he came back, which many people presumed he might anyway, you take that risk when you buy that piece of sports memorabilia. Not my problem. And when I say mine, I mean the auction house. I'm not giving him his money back. No way.
Sedano?
Yeah, I think it's bull bleep if they don't give him his money back. I mean,
I kind of agree.
It's not his last touchdown. That's right. What they were selling.
Like, if it's authenticated as his final NFL touchdown ball, it is no longer that, right?
No, but that's what it was when he bought it.
Yeah, but I guess this is a sticky situation. Chris, break the tie.
It is sticky. I swipe left, I think. That's the means I agree with Cap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Cap.
Good man.
Yeah.
Smart.
Why would you spend that kind of money on that ball anyway?
He's obviously
that's ridiculous, too.
Yeah, he's right. A big Brady fan, you know?
Now we're becoming like Mason Allen with the growl.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Let's not do that.
Bad investment. Okay.
Someone said we should trade Mason Ireland for Kevin and Bean.
They're not a show anymore.
I know, but that's why you probably said it.
Oh, I think Bean's in London or something.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. He left a few years back.
Hmm. I'm not hip.
Does he got a Comrex? I mean, you know.
I'm sure.
Right.
Comrex works in London. Broadcast. Last
they're only like 12 hours ahead of us, right?
We could do Bean in the Sleeve.
Bean in the Sleeve. 9 hours. Can you imagine that? Bean in the Sleeve.
Or do it the other way around. Slee and the Bean.
Slee and the Bean? No, Bean has to get the first.
Like, yeah, Bean goes first.
You know, on Sliwa. Right. Come on. No offense, you know.
But... Wow.
Poor Sliwa.
Wow.
He's going to come in and do 100 push-ups tomorrow. You guys are ramping him up.
He knew.
He is an angry little man these days.
He is. He knew. He was like, so what? What, Sedano? You think I'm going to go postal sometime? He was listening.
I mean, I was like, yeah, you kind of are. You're kind of scary. You're kind of quiet.
He's
yeah.
in the gym looking like that Family Guy episode when Stewie's in the gym pumping iron with the little red headband.
I felt like you calling. When you said he was going to go postal, I was like, that is a little out of character for Drew. I thought you would find a more diplomatic way of saying that he was going to come in and go postal. But you used the phrase go postal. It was great.
We're all friends with Sliwa. I feel like, you know, he likes to be the butt of the joke.
No, I don't know if he liked Cap. You probably gave him like a wedgie when you were in San Diego with him or something.
Let me tell you something. He despises Cap.
No,
get out of here.
Get out.
He doesn't like Cap.
Nonsense. And now it could be when I put him in a headlock and I gave him a noogie, that's different than a wedgie. Very different.
I think back in those days when you walked by Cap in the hallway, Cap had the shades on and wasn't saying a word.
Well, not only
the
that.
The Oakleys? We weren't Oakleys back then?
Yes, but.
The eye jackets?
I had a door, and on the door there was a star on it, and then it had my name, you know, and then guys like Sliwa back then were not allowed to look at me or talk to me.
No, they would walk by in the hallway, and Sliwa would be like, hey, Cap. And Cap would be like, hey, man, don't hurt yourself. And you would just keep walking.
Or I'd say something. I'd go to management and go, hey. I don't know who that kid is, but tell him to stay away from me.
How long did you guys work at the same place?
Oh, Sliwa was a little baby, Linz. He was just fresh out of school, trying to get his foot in the door of radio. I can see him right now sitting in his cubicle, all confused, like no idea who to call, how to make a sale. And then he told me, he goes, Cap, I'm going to go to L.A. I want to work around the Lakers. And I said, great idea, Slee. And all these years later, look what a superstar he's become.
Now he's working with the Lakers, beating you in push-up challenges.
Right. I mean, he's on with Brez and Geeter on, Spectrum, right?
Like I said, he's in the league.
Lakers insider. What do they call that show?
In the league. Remember, he's
not. No, but you said he's not in the league.
He's not
because
in the
he's
league
not
yet.
Traveling.
Yeah. No. Somebody else made that definition. He's halftime in the league. He's like Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving's bowling tonight.
Going
anyway, go
off.
Ahead, Lindsay, what's next?
Going off. All right. So next one. So an image surfaced on social media of a new line of cannabis edibles called Mike Bites. The edibles are shaped in an ear with a piece missing, obviously a nod to the infamous bite fight against Evander Holyfield in 1997. Mike Bites was shared on Instagram stories by Tyson's cannabis company, Tyson 2.0, and by his talent agent. Is this funny/weird way to market his product? Totally genius. Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I mean, it's kind of weird, but genius, I would say, because there will be plenty of people that buy it, I would think. So I like it. I like it. So I'm swiping right.
I'm also swiping right. I mean, the thing about the cannabis industry now is it's all about branding. Coming up with a cool name, coming up with great packaging, and Mike Bites is funny, and having the gummy with an ear with half of it bitten off, that's hilarious. I'd buy those. I'd eat those.
Swipe right.
So let's tell them. Let's tell them. Yeah. Like Mike Bites, send us some of the ears. But so, Morales, you're swiping right too?
Yeah, why not? I don't like edibles, but why not? I try it. And then when I freak out, one of you guys is going to have to like pet my head and say, no, it's okay, Chris. It's okay.
You guys don't like edibles because you don't like, you don't dose properly?
No, yeah, I mean, you really don't know what, I mean, I know they say what's in there, but you don't really know.
I had a massive panic attack once.
Really?
The amount
I always do. I can't.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, if you smoke it, I mean, generally you have a pretty good idea after one or two tokes what it's going to, what it's going to feel like. You know what I mean?
I also had a terrible panic attack one night in Shula's Steakhouse in Indianapolis.
Was Rachel there?
She was not. This is pre-Rachel.
Okay.
This is BR, before Rachel.
BR.
Yeah. And so here's the thing, though. But I also came up with a reality TV show that I produced for two seasons when I was panicking and on those edibles that night. The show was called Stable Wars. And it was based on the show Storage Wars. Anybody ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I saw you actually put this out on social media a long time ago.
Yeah. So it was called Stable Wars, and it was about—
And you hosted it.
Right. Well, I wasn't
Shocking.
Really the host. I was just
Shocking
like,
he hosted it.
No. I came up with it. It was my show idea.
That doesn't mean you have to host it, too.
Well, I wasn't really hosting it. I was just one of the central characters. It was a reality show. It didn't really have a host. There was no Jeff Probst. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay.
So.
Swipe left.
You wrote yourself into the reality show, basically.
Well, I wrote a reality show about a world that I knew about. Yeah,
About stables?
It was about horse racing stables. Two seasons. It was pretty good. Then we sold it. Did all right.
Nice.
All right. Was it one of those things where, like, in Storage Wars, you go bid on the things, and then you'd see what's in them, and you're like, oh, I spent $1,000 on a storage unit, and I made, like, $30,000. Is it like that?
It was just like that. Hey, we bought this horse for $10,000. Look, he just won a $100,000 race. Look how much money we just made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, say the least.
I'll bet you could probably find some of it on YouTube.
I will check it out for
Stable
sure.
Stable Wars. Yeah.
We'll have to get some
By the way,
sounds.
Says Cesar Villalobos says that we should trade Mason for Beto Duran. So he wants Duran in Ireland is what he wants.
But Beto already works for us.
Yeah, so but I think. Well, I guess that's true.
I think we could work that out without having to
He's still a contractor, though. He's like on a 10-day. So he wants us to sign him, basically.
Yeah.
The lines are packed, I believe, with trade, so we'll get to those coming up.
Yeah, so last one here.
What's that?
The lines are packed on the people with the ideas for the trade.
Oh, okay, then we'll take the lines. Go ahead, go, quickly.
Okay, on Monday, the Steelers agreed to terms with former Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky. Trubisky, if you recall, was once a first-round pick out of UNC. The 2018 Pro Bowl quarterback has largely failed to live up to his status as the number two overall draft selection, but with Big Ben retiring, Mason Rudolph definitely wasn't the answer, so the Steelers had to settle for Mitch. This is more of a question for myself and probably Morales, who is a Brown/Baker Mayfield fan. Do the Steelers now have the worst quarterback in the AFC North? Swipe left or swipe right, Sinano?
The Sinano sigh.
That's a tough question, though, I feel like.
Cap, what do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. When you think about the quarterbacks in that division, you're going to either try and decide between Baker Mayfield, who's been the starter in Cleveland, or Mitch Trubisky, who's probably going to be the starter in Pittsburgh. As of today, I'd rather have Baker Mayfield over Mitch Trubisky because he's played more games. He's got more experience. But I will say this. Trubisky, going to Chicago...
But I like the Steelers group better. You know what I mean?
Well, what I'm saying is I think that when he goes to Chicago, he doesn't have a whole lot there. And I feel like, you know, he was kind of thrust into this position. He only played 12 games at North Carolina when he was a senior or junior in college.
Yeah, I remember.
So I feel like he's got
crazy that he got drafted that high.
Right. So I feel like the year of not being a starter and sitting behind somebody like Josh Allen and watching and learning, I think Mitch Trubisky can come back and in his 2.0 iteration – he might be a solid starting NFL quarterback. Might be.
Yeah,
but I'd still take Baker Mayfield
today.
Look
at, what was the guy who went to Pittsburgh before Roethlisberger that had that? Tommy Maddox.
Well, yeah. Tommy Maddox was drafted in the first round by Denver. John Elway was pissed. He kind of bounced around a couple of different leagues, frankly, and then came back to Pittsburgh and had like 2 years. UCLA quarterback, Tommy Maddox. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's why it dawned on me. Yeah. I mean, He had some pretty good years with Pittsburgh before Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick before I wrap this up, do you guys think that all these rumors about the Browns possibly being in on Deshaun Watson, Does that mean, like, the Browns are done with Baker? Is that a signal to
him?
You
will not disrespect the headband.
I'm just curious. Like, isn't that what it means? If you're Baker, do you want to go back if you know that they're in on Deshaun Watson, even if they don't get him?
I mean, dude, you're not that good if you're Baker Mayfield, so whatever.
Like, if I were Baker Mayfield, I'd be like, listen, guys, I was hurt last year, and I sacrificed my body.
By the way.
By the way, why?
Bingo. Lindsay mentioned Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
There you go. That's right. It's on Sedano and Cap Bingo. She did mention Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll happen.
Go ahead, Cap. You want to nerd out on football. Go ahead.
All I'm going to say is this. Baker Mayfield should have been sat down last year because he was hurt and he was doing more damage to the team than good, and it's really, really hurt his reputation. Now let's see the kid come back, get healthy, and with a consistent coaching staff and with, you know, getting rid of Odell and now moving on from Jarvis Landry and getting a guy like, what was the kid's name they just got, the Alabama kid from Dallas, what's his name, Amari Cooper. Let's see what happens. And by the way, what if they get Von Miller? Could you imagine if Von Miller goes to Cleveland after Odell Beckham recruited him and said, don't go to Cleveland? That's out.
No, he's not going to Cleveland. He's going to go to the Cowboys or the Rams. That's it.
I don't know. There's even talk about him going back to Denver.
Maybe that, but he's not going to Cleveland.
I'm just telling
anyway,
you
all right, that's Radio Tinder. All right, that's Radio Tinder. We're not going to take a break. I'm just saying. Like,
I'm just saying. Those are the teams that are mentioned. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but nobody. I mean, you use that stuff for leverage. Come on. You know how that works.
That's how he got this job.
You think he's really going to Cleveland?
I leveraged.
Exactly. All right, listen, we're not going to break. We're going to push it back, the breaks, because I want to take all these calls that want to talk about this trade stuff we've decided to stumble upon thanks to Joe Buck being traded for Ohio State Notre Dame. So we were trading people at the station, so we want your fake trades.
And see, we're back just like that. On this day back in 2008, the number one hit, Usher, featuring Young Jeezy. Loving this club. This is a Kaplan record, right?
I mean, I do like some Usher, but not this particular tune.
What?
Usher.
That was a great song.
Yeah, this was popular. Especially Young Jeezy.
Now, Young Jeezy, that's a whole different world.
Sedano and Cap continues now for your Tuesday.
All right, we got a full board of calls that want to talk about fake trades here at the station. Ricky Rodriguez, by the way, Morales, says, trade Morales for churros or Pancho Pantera. Pancho Pantera.
Well, that's an old morning show bit, the Pancho Pantera. Yeah. Chocolate milk.
That battle has to go. Beto Duran defended you. He says, how dare you? Morales is worth a full tray of pan dulce.
Listen, if they're hating, that means I'm doing something right.
I agree. All right, so let's go to the calls. We have a full board here. Let me start with Manuel in Gardena. Manuel, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, man. Sedano and the Cap doing the damn thing. I got a few trade proposals. Hey, don't disrespect my man Chris. Chris would go for an NFC championship game, first off. Okay?
Okay.
Now, when we're talking Travis and Fleestack, it would be NBA Finals with the stipulation that it's not Lakers and Celtics. Okay? Mason and Ireland would go for a U.S. rugby championship game. And Michael Thompson, the last one, industrial 100-gallon vat of Hunt's ketchup, not Heinz.
Ooh, Hunts versus Hines, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, keep up the good work. Love the trades, guys.
Much love,
Thank
Manuel.
You, Kent McGrath says that Mason Ireland for Colin Cowherd is what they said.
Yeah. We're not getting
I feel like
that
that's a lot of value.
Yeah, we're not getting
There's
that
no
done.
Way, yeah.
I feel like Fox is going to want a lot in return.
Yeah, they're going to want way more than Mason
Ireland.
Might
have to give them the radio station, too.
We could get Joy. Can we get Joy for Mason Ireland?
Well, didn't you hire Joy way back when?
I didn't hire. I worked with her. Okay. But yes, many years
ago. When you and Dan Silio were running around the halls?
Hey, now.
who's next? Who's next? Gelato Drew.
Let's go to Ronnie.
Oh, sorry. Gelato Drew. He's never. You know, he's too busy smoking weed in his car all the time. Ronnie in Anaheim. Ronnie.
Hey, how you guys doing? So I got a decent trade. So Mason Ireland and Bergman for Marcellus Wiley. I don't know what you guys think.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Do that tomorrow! Yep. Let's go! Sorry, guys. You know what? We can have Sliwa call the Laker games if Ireland's gone. There you go. Wow. I do that tomorrow.
I'm going to nix that trade. I'm out on that trade.
Why?
I'm out on that trade.
Because he knows what would happen. It would be Sedano and Marcellus in the afternoon.
No, I'm out on that trade. But then
You'd get the whole midday for yourself.
No, we'll move him back to nights.
Right, then it'll be my night show. My night show.
I got to text Marcellus right now.
No way, man. It's so funny.
Marcellus, I remember one time when Dan Zampillo was the program director here, he asked me when I was doing the morning show, he asked me, hey, would you mind doing like a double dip or whatever today? Because Marcellus, I should talk, right? Like I've had a million co-hosts too.
But you had Max, who else?
Well, then we went through.
He had Max, he had Kelvin. Then we had Sean Farnham for a little bit.
Bumpy road. Eventually we landed on Travis. And then Marcellus left.
Yes, yeah. So we had one. I don't remember who the co-host was, but anyway, at the time. But he asked me, can you double dip? And I said, yeah. So we did the show. We had a fun time. Of course, Marcellus is great. I used to work with him on TV all the time. And obviously, I'd see him at the station, but not as much because I was doing the morning at the time. But I'd see him on Sports Nation because that was his show, and I was someone who'd pop on fairly regularly. And we were doing the show together, and he would do what I would do. He did what I would do to me in that situation. He'd be like, come on, man, just say the truth. You'd rather work with me than Key. And, like, he just – the whole show, that's all he would hit me with. And I'd just laugh at him.
But yeah, so I feel like Sedano
and that dude has a ring to it.
It does have a ring. I can see the T-shirt now.
God, I hated him as a player.
Marcellus. Why did you hate Marcellus as a player?
When Marcellus was a player and he was in Buffalo before he went to San Diego, back then there was a quarterback controversy. It was a guy named Rob Johnson, who was a USC kid, a guy out of San Clemente. There was Doug Flutie. And Marcellus was the kind of guy that you probably knew back then was going to get into media, was going to be a media personality because he was not shy enough. Like most players be like, oh, that's not for me to decide. That's for the coaches. Not Marcellus. Marcellus was like, Doug Flutie should be our starting quarterback. And it just created controversy. But then he left Buffalo and he went to San Diego. I'm in San Diego. And then Doug Flutie showed up. And he did kind of the same thing between Drew Brees and Doug Flutie. So he was always butting his nose into like quarterback controversies, making things worse. He was always doing dances when he'd got a sack, but the Chargers were down like 48-7. Like he was just one of those showboat kind of guys that never was on like a great team.
Sports talk radio guys in the early 2000s hated
I would love to like, and then he was just all show. Now look, I acknowledge Marcellus had become a very great media personality. He's funny.
And he was a good player. Didn't he make a Pro Bowl or two?
He was a very good player. For a guy to come from a school in the Ivy League like Columbia to be the kind of NFL player he was, you got to give him a ton of credit, you know? But I'm telling you, when you covered him, he was more about showmanship and less about winning, and I freaking hated it.
You were that sports radio guy. See, I would love a Marcellus Wiley. I mean, I love that. I grew up around the Miami Hurricanes. All they did was showboat, but they kicked your ass too.
But they won.
Yeah, but it's still like it doesn't matter. That stuff is fun. It's a game. All right, let's go to Mike and Dana Point. Mike, what do you got?
All right, let's go in a trade. Keyshawn Johnson for Marcellus, straight up. Let's go.
Wow. Wow.
I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
Why not? I don't like that one either.
Now you're drawing. So you literally would trade Mason Ireland and Bergman, who somehow got thrown in here. I would fight to hold Bergman back.
At the final hour, I would say, no, we're not going to get Bergman up. But Mason and Ireland for Marcellus, that's done.
Yeah.
But not Keith.
Do you imagine poor Emmanuel Acho, though? He has to do that TV show with Mason and Ireland all of a sudden?
Can you imagine the questions Ireland would ask him?
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Emmanuel Acho would be like, yo, where'd Marcellus go? Who are these guys? but no key for Marcellus?
Nope.
Yeah, Chris knows where his bread is buttered.
Oh yeah. Right.
Speaking of which, I'm looking up at ESPN right now. The NIT tournament's about to start, and Zubin Mehenti and Sean Farnham are on screen together.
That's a flashback of our former host.
Both
guys were on the station in some capacity. Yeah. Let's go to Robert in Santa Clarita. Robert.
I got one for you guys. I want to trade DeMarco Farr for Ashley Brewer.
Well, no, but they both work at ESPN, so you can't really do that. It'd be someone that doesn't work here. Ashley Brewer works on sports.
I mean, if Ashley wants to work here at any point, she can.
I mean, Ashley's more than welcome to your point. Right. Yes. I mean, we love Ashley.
Yeah.
So
I actually ran into her
a couple weeks ago, actually. She played at USC. She's a SportsCenter anchor. She works with Neil and Stan and Linda on the late night.
Nope. Now I just Google her. Now I know who she is.
Thanks, Cap.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Didn't know who she was.
You couldn't just keep that to yourself and just like not like, you know.
Well, let me just like back that up for a second. So when you mentioned Marcellus and his television co-host, what's that person's
Emmanuel
name?
Emmanuel Acho. You also did not know.
Don't know who that is. Yeah. Do not know who that is. You say Emmanuel Acho?
Yes.
Don't know who it is?
Come on, man. Yeah.
I'm serious.
He hosts The Bachelor. He hosts one of The Bachelor shows.
I think once you see him, you'll know who you're talking about.
And he played in the NFL, for God's sake.
Yeah. So
you're the NFL guy, Cap.
Yeah, no, I remember that he hosted The Bachelor. I don't remember him as an NFL player, but I do remember him as the guy who hosted The Bachelor.
I
got to
start working on my reads. Sedano and Marcellus in the afternoon. Can you imagine?
No.
Right now.
No. Marcellus and that. No. Jort.
It would have to be Marcellus and Sedano, frankly.
Sedano and that dude.
That's fine.
That dude.
I'm okay with that.
That dude.
He's the
Sedano.
One guy I would be okay with if that happened.
He's the only guy? Really?
I mean, probably.
Really? He's so big. He's such a big star that you actually take the back seat.
I guess. And Key. Key'd be fine, too.
Key's the other one? Only those two?
Yeah. Pretty much. Mm. Maybe Cowherd if he wanted me to like do a show together, but, you know, he's a solo guy anyway.
Yeah.
Colin
Emmanuel Acho. So he hosts a show with Marcellus Wiley, huh?
I mean, not a lot of people see it, but it's out there.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know about it. I know nothing about it.
I'm sure plenty of people watch.
Now you're going to make me the bad guy? We used to call it the Witness Protection Network.
Let me ask you a question.
I mean, okay. Yeah.
What has more viewers?
I don't know Acho like that. I can make jokes at Marcellus.
Yeah, right, well,
I don't. I don't like to joke with people I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
Hot Dog's
that.
Got a million viewers on 4th of July. How many viewers does Acho and that dude have in a week?
I don't know, okay? Why do you always have to be extra? Yeah. Always.
I thought you knew
like,
these
things. Literally, you couldn't tell we were trying to like move on from that conversation?
No, I like the fact that I don't know things and I admit that. Emmanuel Acho.
Literally, I just said I don't know the guy. I don't want to like take shots at him. It's different. I know Marcellus. I can take shots at him.
Mm. Well, I'm not taking a shot at Emmanuel. I just didn't know who he was.
I mean, really?
He don't know who I am.
Right. I'm sure he doesn't. So, anyway, he's great. He is great.
I don't know. I haven't seen
him. And Marcellus is great. I mean, they could both come and do the show with me if they'd like.
Well, how about without you?
Ooh.
I mean, they wouldn't come work with you. No offense.
You don't think so?
No, I mean, you just said one guy doesn't even know who you are.
You would last about 10 minutes, and they would get rid of you.
You think so? They'd be done with me, huh?
Yeah. You would say something dumb, and then that would be it.
They'd be like, who is this dude?
Right. Well, Marcellus wouldn't say that. Marcellus would be like, you know what, dude? I don't want to work with you from the beginning for all the stuff you talked about me.
Right. All the crap you used to say about me when you were a tough old sports guy.
Right. And you were a really good pass rusher on a really bad team.
Yeah. They had to have made the playoffs at least once there, didn't they?
I'm not sure if in his time they did.
All right, we got a break. Laura's yelling already at us, okay? Coming up next, Dodger subplots, so that's positive. And Laker drama continues. Plus what you need to know in between. 710 ESPN.